Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I try to be open-minded. I bring this up because, you know, I see there's good and bad in everybody. And the reason is I was a victim of crime. I was a victim of black-on-black crime. And you know, I bring this up because I just realized there were situations where some black men who I don't know, I repeat, I don't know them, have been going around impersonating me or pretending to be me in the music industry. It's going to be very difficult for that person to get ahead because I have a distinct vocal quality and personality, very much who I am. So they need to stop if any of those allegations are true. I have heard that happen to artists where they have people impersonate them or try to steal their identity to get in the industry. And that's wrong. That's a crime. That is exactly why I copyrighted and published all my songs. Because I have to, you know, because I don't want nobody to steal it. All my songs have been copyrighted on two publishing companies. But when I hear this black man come around trying to undermine my potential to be in the industry and say he stole my identity and stuff on the internet where people have put pictures of people who are not me on the computer, you know, like the guy, the Latino guy with the long red black gown, that was not me. Or put colors to try to get people to see me as something else. Perhaps it's because I perform periodically after performing for so many years and people don't know who I am. Well, they need to be careful because they can hear my podcast and they can see my songs and they know how to get to me. You can contact me on Twitter. You can contact me on Instagram. You can contact me in different places. There's a lot of robbery and thievery going on with people's music, so I had to protect it. But when this African-American man and woman come over here who I don't know and, you know, say they're impersonating me and don't want me to succeed, I think they got serious mental problems. As I said before, they are strangers, okay? You don't go up to strangers you don't know and harass unless you got some serious mental problem or you're dangerous or a criminal. And I speak on that because I experienced severe bad experiences with other African Americans in the past, where I was a victim of robbery, ID theft, yes, violence, etc. I could have lost my life, but I'm not a racist. Okay, it did not make me think that every black man and woman is that. But I bring this up because I experienced it too much, specifically with people in my neighborhood who come from South Los Angeles or even from my hometown when I was a young child, seeing African-Americans kill each other, rob each other in a ghetto. And they bring this ghetto mentality looking at me and my skin color as someone to harass even though they don't know me. So they have some mental problem, some bipolar, some schizophrenic illness, and which makes them, because that's why they don't know how to mind their business, and they're on some cocaine or some drug addict, alcoholic, and they look at me as someone to attack and harass. to try to hinder me because they're jealous. It's not fair. It's not fair at all for me to experience that. So it makes me very careful who I deal with. And this includes people who are Caucasian. Another thing is that I had a white guy outside or near me say that they got $25,000 from using my song Struggle. It makes me very, it's like I'm not paranoid, but it makes me like they have to be very careful who I deal with in the music industry and in my life. Because people, no matter where they come from, what race or what religion, where they come from, some people are just not are not people to hang around with. They could be a threat to our lives and a threat to us being successful. I was looking at, it's like in my own life, I learned you have to get to know people and you have to respect people. Basic common sense in dealing with others, especially strangers. You know how we deal with strangers. You be nice to them, but we don't talk about strangers or talk to strangers because we don't know them. But it's really a shame. But I'm going to say this about black-on-black crime. Because black people are minorities, there's too many black men and women going to prison, hurting and harassing other black people. And it's not right. And I experienced it too much, and they need to stop. They should not sugarcoat it. The black community needs to stop. Take the black criminals out, put them in prison, keep them away from good law-abiding black people. There's good and bad in everybody, but these black people perpetuate that stereotype that all black people are dangerous. And that's not true. I'm not dangerous. I don't go around harassing other black or white people or go to black people and harass who I don't know or try to take advantage of them. These black people outside coming over here in my neighborhood perpetuate that stereotype. They should not even consider themselves being part of the mainstream of society who are law-abiding and good people if they continuously harass and do illegal things and selling drugs and looking for a victim because they can't get their act together. And that's exactly what happened to me. They said they impersonated me, which is trying to take my dream away. They don't have no talent or nothing. They can't write their own music but sit on their ass and do bad things. These people need to be locked up. It spoils the whole thing and perpetuates that stereotype. At the same time, people need to realize that there's true talent like me and other people who are law-abiding, black and white, or whatever color or religion, who don't go around lying or trying to get in the industry or do bad things. Two wrongs don't make a right, and I say that. I mean, if these criminals think that they have a right, because, they use that stereotype, I'm African-American, I'm a second-class citizen, it's racism. It ain't no, they can't, there's not an excuse to hurt or harass other people. There is no way. They belong in prison. And I hope these people get locked up if anyone impersonating me. I'm in the music industry. And I know that I have people who may like my song, regardless of religion or country or whatever. And I keep an open mind. But on a personal level, it's the same thing. I like people of all types. I bring this up, the topic of black-on-black crime because it has happened to me a lot. And it should not be tolerated. But it's not just black people. When I have this guy, this white guy, or this Mexican guy say, I got $25,000 from a song that I made, this song here, Struggle, this hard rock song. song has not been released. I guess they probably, you know, I don't know how they get access to it. I was very upset when I heard that, but that it was a rumor. I hope, you know, the music industry is filled with lawsuits and lots of people saying they own, they people, liars who say they own other people's music. You know, so my suggestion to songwriters and musicians, publish and copyright your own song. You have to protect it. So if you write a song, like I wrote on the keyboard yesterday, I put it on one of my publishing. It's going to copyright. Now, I'm going to address this other issue. You know, it's about the dream. I have to keep going for that dream. You know, keep going for that dream. But you don't want no criminals to try to get in your way. I mean, these criminals, not just music, they're trying to stop me from getting an education. Law, doctor, because of their jealousy. I don't even know them. And I want to iterate, this has to do with people in general. Black, white, Latino, Arab, white, because it happens all the time, regardless of where you come from. They look for people to victimize. They do. They do. We have to stay away from bad people. For instance, you know that case which the Shaniqua or Wernish, Shaquella Robinson, she hung out with the wrong people. She was an aspiring businesswoman. They were jealous of her. You know what happened? They took her. She lost her life because of hanging around with negative people. It's important to stay away from negative or bad people. It's important. And if I have aspirations to be in music or education or try to be somebody, I cannot hang around with somebody who's evil. And evil people come in all forms and colors. There's good and bad in everybody, so I have to hang around with good people. And you know who good people are. But it's really sad as a minority, as an African-American, to experience the harshness and harassment, cruelty of dangerous African-American people in my neighborhood. And I don't know them. They look at me as some victim. They perpetuate that. Now, these are the stereotype, okay? They're criminals. They're going to go to prison. They're going to get in trouble with the law. They get jealous of me because of my aspirations. I stay away from them because I know they're dangerous. They're mentally ill. They do drugs or something. But there are also white people like that, definitely. I had somebody call me the N-word and target me for my race. Target me for my race for no reason because of my race. Recently, in this same neighborhood, saying that they're Christian conservatives. I'm not no conservative. I've always been open to all people. All people. I believe, that motto that Dr. King said, judge by content and character. You know, you judge by character, not by, you know. And it's about our character. And, you know, hearing someone use hate speech is not good. So I have to stay away from them, too. There's good and bad in everybody, but we stay away from bad people. It doesn't matter what color there is. And I'm a very open-minded, colorblind guy. Because there's good in everything. I look at all kinds of people, you know, all kinds of people. And because I'm that way personally and my music appeals is for that way, I have to address that. But it's not right for somebody to impersonate me or try to lie to the Capitol Records saying that they, you know, they look like me and saying that they going to try to hinder my potential in music and otherwise because of jealousy. It's not right. Or because they don't like me and they don't even know me. That's a sign of a mental illness. And that's somebody you stay away from. We have to get bad people away. And I have to keep going for my dreams because my music appeals to those people who listen to my music and listen to me and want to keep, you know, to know what I am about musically and so on. I have a dream to make it in Hollywood and be a good person to people regardless of race or color. But I can't be naive. while I'm trying to climb up the ladder or try to make my dreams come true, I don't want to hear somebody saying they're impersonating me with record companies or using my name. There's a group using my name, because my name is legal, on there already. And it's a rap group. I don't know who that is. Well, there's nothing I can do. I have respect for that artist, but my name is legally Dove Knight. So we have to be careful. You know, if you want to know who Dove Knight really is, because they need to look at that. When they listen to those songs I put out there, those pop songs, like I Really Want to Be With You, you have to know that it's from BMI. I'm at BMI. You can contact me through them. You can contact me on Twitter. And I'm going, you know, I have the videos where people can actually see me. You can go to my website. You know, you can go to my website. It's at DoveKnightGoDaddies.com. But I will say this, you know, we need to get the dream killers away from each one of us. And I will say society need to take the dream killers and keep them away. Keep the imposters away, you know. Keep them away. I mean, these people really are that desperate. It is not right, you know. But my website is Dove Knight, DoveKnight, at GoDaddy's, GoDaddysIte.com. That's where you can find me. If anybody's concerned about what I'm saying in this podcast, contact me, because I have had people who listen to me and say, they think I'm, if people misinterpret me about race or anything, it is not about race. It's just my experiences. And I'm very open. I'm very, very open. Progressive, liberal, I always will be. But I'm not a fool. I just tell it like it is. I'm not a fool. You know, it's like I have a dream. And we should not be, I don't want to listen to somebody who don't like me simply because I have a dream or want to hinder me in any way. And, you know, if I see somebody who I don't know have a dream or have a talent or is perceived as a genius or something, you don't want to take that dream away. That person can do a lot in the society. An evil person will try to take that dream away, and that's what I experience. They see me as a talent, and they want to hinder it. And that's not fair. That's evil. These type of people who do that, like impersonating or so on, should not be among a mainstream society. They should be kept away in some way, because it hurts the true essence of the society, seeing gifted people come from all walks of life who have a talent to go to the next level or to see their American dream or any type of dream happen like me. They should not, you know, we should go to the next level and see our dreams come true. We can and not let some evil, jealous human being, talentless human being, get in our way. And that's the thing about it. And I realized that I have to hang out with the right people. The right people come in all forms and colors. We are, it doesn't, because the truth is, it doesn't matter what a color skin group, just categories. We are pretty much the same, 99.9% the same. I mean, well, I would say 100% the same. We are pretty much, as far as physically, 100% the same, and that is the truth. It's just that within one of us, we have our own distinct personalities. We have different likes and different takes, and there always will be different sexualities, different careers, etc. But unfortunately, sadly, on this planet, some people go to the dark side and some people go to stay in the light. We had to be in the light. The light. The light. The light means be enlightened and be good to people and respect boundaries, but also don't take someone's dream away. And when I hear somebody say they impersonated me at a major label, that really is so evil. But I continue to go for my dream, stand up for myself, protect my music, and not let an imposter get in my way of my dreams. I have a gift. You have a gift. Don't let anyone get in your way of your dreams. Good day, good night from Dove Night.